Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. I am feeling these Monday Mindsets this month. I'm telling you, as I'm recording these, I record them back to back, and I'm just loving these topics. So this is from Mel Robbins, and she said the following, and then I want to talk about it. So Mel Robbins posted probably on her Instagram somewhere, wherever you are in your life, own it. Be in it. Even in the absolute worst moments, there is a lesson, a connection, an experience that is meant for you. I love that, that even in the absolute worst moments, there is a lesson, a connection, or an experience that is meant for you. It goes back to what I said last week on the podcast, that life happens for us. And so when we look at these moments that are hard, even the absolute worst ones, even the absolute best ones, I always think to myself, how is this serving me? And when it's tough, when it's hard, when it feels bad, I ask out loud to myself, I say, what am I supposed to be learning? Or if something keeps happening to me over and over and over again, I keep having the same experience that constantly shows up, I ask myself, what do I keep failing to learn? What am I not paying attention to? Because this lesson keeps presenting itself to me time and time again. What am I missing? So for me, and I hope for you, it allows you to bring awareness to how it's all serving you and to how it's all working in your favor, right? What is life trying to teach you? What is it like knocking you in the face trying to say to you? And unless we are paying attention, we're not going to learn it. We're not even going to be aware that it exists. And I really believe that most of us just operate in this lack of awareness of who we are and the impact that we can make and what we're capable of and what we can do. Because a lot of us live, and this was me for years, especially as a mom, victim. Life is happening to me. Why does this always happen to me? Well, what if the question instead is, why is this happening for me? Why does this continue to come up? What am I missing? What am I not paying attention to? And whether or not we get an answer on the first time we ask that question or the hundredth time we ask that question, I think, again, there's a lot of that peace that I talked about last week, that P-E-A-C-E, that peace, that gentleness, that love, that just level of calm, that trusting, that all of this is preparing me for the future me of what's to come. I think about all the hard things that I've gone through in life and also in growing a business, to be quite frank with you. It is not for the faint of heart, let me tell you that much. And there's been so much that has gone on behind the scenes that is really very difficult, that calls a new level and forces a new level of self, that problems that I had 5 years ago that seemed like the end of the world are a non-issue for me anymore because I know how to deal with them because life taught me that lesson then so that I could handle it now. And so I think about that too from your life, right? The degree in which we are willing to deal with problems is the degree in which we are able to grow, because it is all about perspective. Because are they problems? Are they the worst moments? Or are they lessons? Are they an opportunity to connect with someone who might change our life? Or an experience that's going to have the most profound impact on who we are and understanding our purpose and why we exist? I think about my grandmother passing. I've talked about that a bunch this year on the podcast on our Monday Mindsets. I think about having to put my sweet dog Huckleberry down in that moment. How were those experiences meant for me? Man, in so many different ways. And the same is true for you. And you get to decide how you view that. So to go back to what Mel Robbins said, wherever you are in your life, own it. Be in it. Be in it. It is meant for you. It's teaching you something. But you got to be willing to pay attention in order to learn. All right, you guys, here's to another great week.